Toxic algae blooms in South Florida have been happening more often. One of the main causes is phosphorus runoff from wastewater and farmland. But as WGCU's Quincy Walters reports, a new filter may make algae blooms caused by one of those things a thing of the past.
A U.S. Geological Survey team has designed a new filter system that removes phosphorus from wastewater. It uses a discarded coal mining byproduct called mine drainage ochre to do it. Philip Sobrell, an engineer with the U.S. Geological Survey, says from a mechanical standpoint, it's a simple system.
Say we have some water from a point source. We can run that water through the filter and remove the phosphorus without any additional treatment.
The filter removes phosphorus, which is often the culprit for harmful algal blooms. Phosphorus is a natural and necessary element. It's in urine and fossils, and it's used in fertilizer and in agriculture. Sobrell says other filters exist to remove phosphorus, but
usually the phosphorus is not recoverable from those materials.
But with this new filter, the phosphorus can be extracted and reused for farming and other things. Sobrell says it'll be a couple of years before the new filtration technology is used in wastewater treatment plants around the country. And even then, he says, it'll take a while to reverse the adverse effects of an overabundance of phosphorus in the environment, which means it'll be a few more years before we see this technology reduce the number of harmful algal blooms in Florida. But Sobrell says it's a step in the right direction. Quincy Walters, WGCU News.